Right. Thank you very much for that, Mrs. Odetola. We now have a few minutes open for what is described in the program as open discussions. And this is a chance to address Jane and Mrs. Odetola and address the floor. If you have any views or questions, arguments, issues, this is your moment. And if you'd like to raise a hand. We do have a hand in the middle there. Will you please press your red button and say where you're from?
Good afternoon. I'm Cesar Velade from Spain. I just would like just to make a, well, thank the organization of this very interesting colloquium of these 3 days of exciting discussion. I would like just to make a comment regarding the state's action plans that might be of interest of the audience and of ICAO. From now in 9 days, there's going to be in Rio de Janeiro a multilateral summit between the European Union and Latin American countries on civil aviation. And there, Spain will propose to explore possibilities of cooperation in the area of climate change and aviation. I think that will be a good opportunity to develop the action plan of ICAO on this field. In Europe, we have experience to share in emissions inventories and national action plans. In Latin America, there's also, for example, the very good experience of Brazil on the development of biofuels that can also support European programs. So we see that there's a chance of sharing experience and information in this area. What I agree that it's going to be very important on the development of these national or regional programs and action plans, it's to share information with ICAO, not only to submit the action plans and the inventories, but also on the design of these action plans, on the methodologies of the inventories, to be in touch with ICAO as a forum to establish a common structure and homogenize the contents of these action plans. And of course, this is going to be the intention of Spain and on behalf of the European Union in this meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any other hands? Yes, Dr. Maurice.
Yes, thank you very much. First, I'd certainly like to congratulate ICAO again for putting together such a phenomenal event. I've had a chance to be at the previous colloquium as well, and I'm extremely happy to see just the progress that we are able to discuss. Now, in talking to state action plans, I had the opportunity to be in Copenhagen, and it was I was happy to be part of the sector and the industry that actually had a plan and had a way forwards. But I would propose, in Jane posed the question, what does 2 degrees mean? Well, I understand that it was a noted, so it's not agreed to, and that we don't know exactly what it means yet, but what I do know it means it's greater ambition. We have a very good plan, but we need greater ambition. I think we have some of that greater ambition in place. The United States has put forward its ambitions to achieve carbon neutrality by 2020 from a 2005 level. The European Union has put forward a 10% reduction, and those represent together a large market. So understanding that certainly there needs to be room for growth from the developing world, though if you have those reductions in other sectors, I think we as a sector can certainly achieve that greater ambition. This is the industry that put people on the moon. This is the industry that allowed us to leave Earth. I'm if there's one thing I'm sure of, is that we can show the way to the other sectors to achieve that greater ambition. And the United States is very happy to participate and make that a reality. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Maurice. Paul Steele at the back there.
Just on behalf of ATAG and the industry members that have been here over the last 3 days, I just wanted to again congratulate ICAO on the opportunity to have the dialogue that we've had over the last 3 days. And I hope that industry, through the various presentations and engagements that we've made, have clearly demonstrated the commitment that we are giving to addressing these complex issues. And hopefully have also demonstrated that we're not, if you like, idling, waiting to see how we move forward. There is a huge amount of collaborative activity happening right now and important, significant steps being taken to move forward. And we're also committed to finding a global solution to these issues. And I'd just like to say also in the presence of President Kobe Gonzalez that we appreciate tremendously the leadership that he is showing in these very complex discussions as we move forward, and we stand firmly behind you and firmly with you, and we'll do whatever we can to support you in this challenging task, because we all have a common interest in having a sustainable aviation future, and we will do everything we can to enable you to move forward to bring that about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Dr. Ma.
Thank you. Just like I said the day before yesterday, talk less and work more. Civil Aviation Administration of China will continue to take part in positively ICAO's all kinds of meetings and negotiations with regard to climate change and make contribution to global addressing climate change. And this colloquium is an interesting and a fruitful meeting. So on behalf of Civil Aviation Administration of China, we must thank thanks Mr. President, Ms. Jane Hupi, and you, Mr. Sojourner. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ma.
I would like to thank all the people here for this chance to come and be with you. And ICAO has one of the of its major objective to defeat this problem, but I want to transfer another problem. We should not forget that there is a lot of country, development country, some people. I know them very well. When an airplane comes, the children go out to see this airplane. They are not suffering from the noise. They are not suffering from the pollution because they are living in a very polluted area. One of the objective of the ICAO, I hope, that they can develop, push the technology of the design of the aircraft so the price of this of the ticket would be very small, that or very cheap, that all these development country can has a chance to travel with through the flight. We are now try to use the land for the biofuel, and some people up till now they haven't the food, they haven't the water. So I hope ICAO has some hand on this. I think it will be good, one of the objective of the ICAO and of the challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Last opportunity. No. Well, before I invite Mr. President to come and give the closing address, I hope I might be indulged a few moments and to thank Jane for inviting me and thank her for the splendid organization of this event. I'd also like to thank Blondine Ferrier, who's done a marvelous job up here keeping me in order, keeping the speakers in order. And I'd also like to thank the speakers themselves, who've had to put up with a fair amount themselves They've been shuffled on, they've been shuffled off. They've all done it with great humour, and you know, many thanks to them. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the delegates who have sat through, and I counted it up, 62 presentations over the last 3 days. That's an awful lot of information, and yeah, you have my admiration and congratulations for doing so, and I thank you too. Thank you. Now I'd just like to invite Mr. Cobo Gonzalez, President of the ICAO Council, to conclude this colloquium.